Operation of a backhoe or earth mover not recommended while listening. This song forever changed the relationship between fish and human.
Was the third you another sleepy dusty delta day? I was out chopping cotton. And my brother, he was baling hay. At dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door, remember to wipe your feet. And she said, I got some news this morning from Shakhtar Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama, as he passed around the black eyed peas. Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres on the lower 40 I got to plow. Mama said, what's a shame about Billy Joe? Nothing comes to no good up on Shakhtar Ridge.
talking to him after church last Sunday night. Buy a lot of pizza, apple, you know, it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on the
plants growing in an environment where this song was played were four times as likely to wither and die compared to plants growing in silence.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Some men seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Some men seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. Stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Some men seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. People are strange.
This song's beat is created by a sample of repeated guttural frog croaks pitched down.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we are stoned, immaculate.
Set,
here we is stoned, immaculate.
A favorite of construction workers and house painters worldwide.
He's got.
theme song of the Danish bobsled team. The song most hated by members of both the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the band Toto.
Pas de couleur café, tes cheveux cafés. J'avais pas de couleur café, tes cheveux cafés. J'avais pas de couleur café, tes cheveux cafés. J'avais pas de couleur café, tes cheveux cafés.
J'avais.
song accused of being a carbon copy of the national anthem of Paraguay.
Whiz! Shabang! Boom! Come with me, let's get together in my comic strip. Let's talk in bubbles, let's go.
Poo!
And
bang!
Forget your troubles and go.
Shabam!
Zip! I'm the hero, and when I am fighting, I go and have a bozo, and also
shabam,
zoom,
poof.
If you want to fly above the city, follow me, and just like a feather, and we'll fly along together.
Bip, zoom, poof. Come with me, let's get together in my comic strip.
Let's talk in bubbles and go.
And
forget your troubles and go.
Sip, bang!
So, my dear, come here.
I'm going to me.
I am near.
Just remember this.
Have no fear.
Bing.
Give me a kiss.
Boom! Shabang! Whoa!
Pow!
Whoosh!
Zing!
Ah!
Shabang!
Whiz!
Zip!
Oof! Pow!
Whee!
Played at high volume, this song has been reported to ignite the hair of older women in the Baltic republics. The last words whispered by Sonny Bono on his deathbed were lines from this song. Contains subliminal advertising for a South Korean soft drink.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonesome. Oh, crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so blue. Like I do, I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Why should I let myself worry? Oh. Wondering what in the world did I do to lose you? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying. I'm crazy for loving you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for lying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Song banned in shopping malls as it is associated with increases in shoplifting.
One, two, three, four.
I REO Speedwagon debuts with a follow-up to their number one smash, Can't Fight This Feeling.
It was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living a life devoid of care, sort of touchy long affair, to a grape out from the grave establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the world picker into a younger thread. Another bleeding for a hot bones on while I kill the victims one by one. It was the worst crime in the annals of the week.
Get set for the number one song in the land.
Oh.
song in the USA for the second consecutive week.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Tucker. We'll now be favored by that incomparable musical unit, the United States Marine Corps Band, under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel Albert Shepard.
Hi, this is Vice President George Bush, hoping soon to be your president. And here's my favorite song, the Bully Song, take one.
I like to kick someone weaker. I like to hit people. Oh no, don't let them shoot us. Oh no, don't let them stab us. Oh no, don't let them rape us. Oh no, don't let them gas us.
Maybe a handful.
That's ridiculous.
Hello, fathers.
Why are they so sick and ridiculous?
2, 4, 6, say the brainwash and teach you hate.
Ones that die are on the wrong side. Why is he so sick and ridiculous?
2, 4, 6, say the brainwash and teach you hate. There's no laws for the rich. They're never gonna lock him up.
How was it?
Out of tune, Daddy.
That's not the way the record is supposed to end. Help!
Rec 1275. Beyond anti-fascism. More than just the opposite of totalitarianism and fascism.
Rec 1275. Beyond Antifascism.
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face. Forever, 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 forever.
Listen, what happened was this. They lied to you, sold you ideas of good and evil, gave you distrust of your body and shame for your prophethood of chaos, invented words of disgust for your molecular love, mesmerized you with inattention, bored you with civilization and all its usurious emotions.
Was born in Oklahoma. His wife was named Betty Jo Thelma Lynn. He's not responsible for what he's doing. His mama made him what he is. And it's up against the wall, ye redneck mother. Mother who has raised her son so well. He's 34, drinking in them honky-tonks, kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. Well, he sure likes to drink that Lone Star beer. Washes it down with wild turkey liquor. He's got an 86 GMC Jimmy pickup truck, but I'd rather be a roper than a doper bumper sticker. And it's up against the wall, you redneck mother. Mother who has raised her son so well. 34 and drinking in them honky-tonks, kicking hippies' asses, raising hell. Thank you. gave my pickup truck. Oh, it's for the oil I pour in and out of that pickup truck. T is for Dolly Parton. H is for Haggard. E is for eggs. And R is for redneck. And it's up against the wall, you redneck mother. Mother who has raised her son so well. He's 34, drinking in them honky-tonks, kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Herb Edwards lived in the little town of West Seattle on the other side of Puget Sound. Little tiny house, little bitty kitchen. He was a Norwegian immigrant, gave all of his life to the logging and to the union. He carried his red card in the union every working day of his life. We sat in that little kitchen and he told me the story of the Spokane Free Speech Fight, 1910. I would not attempt to duplicate that rumbling baritone voice or that Norwegian accent, but is the story the way he told it. He said, "Oh, they boomed into Spokane and towns all over the West, looking for work in the silver mines up in the Coeur d'Alene's or in the logging camps or in the wheat harvest, the 110 cats, the great wheatlands that flow away south of Spokane called the Palouse. Well, you jungle up in the flops, wait for the weather to break, and then you go down on the street on Trent Avenue, and there were these rows of little shops called labor sharks. Well, labor sharks hold jobs. You give a labor shark $4, and it entitled you to a job, say putting down a new mine shaft up in the Coeur d'Alene's. Well, you'd boom up there to that job, burning up your road stake as you went. You get up there, work a month, get paid, and then fired. Why? Because the foreman on the job was splitting the labor fees with the shark in town. But crooked as hell, they called it perpetual motion, where you had one job, one worker going to the job, one worker on the job, one worker coming back to buy another damn job. Well, he said that the union, the Wobblies, IWW, they came into those towns all over the West in Spokane and to build union hiring halls to control the conditions of their labor. Well, the one in Missoula, Montana was burned down. The one in Spokane was torn down by the law. So the Wobblies went down on the street, and they put up soap boxes, and they get up on the soap box and start windmilling, street speaking, exhorting. And they'd always set up right across the street from the Starvation Army. Be over there at Bible banging and Jesus preached and telling these working folks that they give what they had to Jesus to get pie in the sky by and by. My, my, that's a lie. Well, they were good at it. People flocked across the street to join a fighting union, which offers a more immediate form of salvation than the standard garden variety.